This is The World Tonight. Good evening, everyone. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News. Mistrial in Los Angeles, a hung jury in the case of Eric Menendez, accused along with his brother Lyle of murdering their wealthy parents. Correspondent David Dow has the story.
Judge Stanley Weisberg declared the mistrial after jurors for a third time reported themselves hopelessly deadlocked. In fact, said one jury note read by the judge, we have become more entrenched in our positions.
A poll taken this morning shows that the jury believes there is no reasonable probability of our reaching a verdict or verdicts without violence to our individual judgments.
The panelists were dismissed after 5 months of testimony and 19 days of fruitless deliberations. District Attorney Gil Garcetti has previously indicated he'll refile the charges. Meanwhile, a jury weighing similar murder charges against brother Lyle Menendez ended its 21st day of deliberations, itself still without a verdict. David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Reports of two arrests in Portland, Oregon, of suspects in the attack on skater Nancy Kerrigan. Local TV stations identify one as Sean Eckert, the bodyguard for skater Tonya Harding, and one Derek Smith, who was collared as he got off a flight from Phoenix. Another report that claims Harding's ex-husband, with whom she's reconciled, is expected to surrender tomorrow. Reporter Dawn Phillips of KXL is at the Justice Center in downtown Portland.
No word on when or if any of the arrests have been made or will be made, and the suspects brought down to the intake center to be booked. I just checked with jail officials, and they still don't have any record of Sean Eckert, Derek Smith, or Jeff Galluli as any of the inmates who are currently here. They are three names which have been circulating through media reports across the country today. Now, one name that should be taken off the list of possible targets is Tonya Harding. The Multnomah County District Attorney's Office disputed an earlier story out of Boston saying that Tonya is not part of this investigation.
In Detroit, where the assault occurred, Deputy Police Chief Benny Napoleon also said he has no knowledge that Tonya Harding is among those named in the warrants. More of The World Tonight coming up.
Psychic Hotline.
Yeah, I just opened up a can of...
Wait. You opened a can of coffee and spilled it all over your carpet and your vacuum's broken.
Yeah. What should I do?
I'm getting sale. I'm getting big Eureka vacuum sale.
Eureka?
At their lowest prices ever during the National Home Appliance Sale at Sears.
Through January 29th, every Eureka vacuum at Sears Brand Central is on sale. Like an 8.5 amp upright with onboard attachments. Just $88.88. Say $51.
Prices may vary in Alaska, Hawaii, and Puerto Rico.
In The Best of Families, the shocking true story of a perfect marriage.
I loved him once.
That ends in the ultimate custody battle.
You can go straight to hell!
From the bestseller comes the riveting drama of a mother's love that turns evil and deadly.
Something weird's going on. She's a different person.
I don't believe how my life turned out.
And their children's lives hang in the balance.
My kids are in danger.
I don't want you coming near my children, you understand?
Kelly McGillis, Keith Carradine, and Harry Hamlin in a world premiere event in The Best of Families. Sunday on CBS.
With only a few days left in his tenure, Defense Secretary Aspin, who opened the way for women to serve on combat aircraft and warships last April, is now calling for more ground combat assignments for them with specific exemptions.
Women may not serve in units that, one, first of all, engage an enemy on the ground with individual or crew-served weapons, that, two, are exposed to hostile fire, and that, three, have a high probability of direct physical contact with the personnel of a hostile force.
CBS military consultant, retired General George Crist, thinks Aspin's move was inevitable.
I do think it's a reasonably balanced decision that he's come up with.
Do you think the decision to open combat roles for women on the ground is going to cause more flak to be generated than was for the decision to let them serve on combat aircraft and warships?
As long as the services have a range of latitude to interpret this, it will not be so bad. If they are forced to put women in combat units where they believe that it's going to be unsuitable, then I think there's going to be problems not only with the services, but probably with the men serving in those units.
Presidents Clinton and Yeltsin have decided to get the U.S. and Russia out from under the gun. Correspondent Rob Armstrong is covering the Moscow summit.
Senior administration officials say that the way has been cleared for Presidents Clinton and Yeltsin to announce a bilateral missile agreement tomorrow. Technical negotiators have concluded the details of a deal to detarget both countries' nuclear missiles, that is, to aim the missiles that are now aimed at each other out into the open ocean. The idea was first discussed when the two presidents met in Vancouver and has been under discussion ever since. That will apparently put two nuclear agreements at center stage tomorrow, the agreement to eliminate Ukrainian nuclear weapons, and now the detargeting agreement. Officials say both will significantly enhance security and reduce nuclear tensions. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, with the president in Moscow.
When I was a kid, Mom was always after me to eat right.
Well, that's what mothers do.
Now I'm looking out for her with Ensure. More than a vitamin supplement, Ensure is a delicious drink with all the nutrients adults need to stay healthy, active, be energetic.
You know, dear, Ensure is even recommended number one by doctors as a source of complete, balanced nutrition.
Drink Ensure as a meal or in between. To your health, Mom.
Our health, dear.
Use as directed.
The dead of night. Your cold won't let you sleep. You can't wait for a pill to dissolve. So you drop Alka-Seltzer Plus nighttime cold medicine into water. Alka-Seltzer Plus is ready the moment you take it. Rushing to free your breathing, relieve your runny nose, and quiet your cough. All without alcohol. You rest. You've broken free. Nothing rushes relief like Alka-Seltzer Plus nighttime. Use only as directed.
Open letter to President Clinton from Amnesty International claiming the death penalty brings shame to the country's judicial system. They're calling for establishment of a presidential commission. Last year, they brought you the bad news on the nutritional perils of Chinese food, and now the Center for Science and the Public Interest has sampled Italian fare.
Fettuccine Alfredo is the worst dish we've seen in 23 years of evaluating foods. Put simply, it's a heart attack on a plate.
Jane Hurley, the nutritionist who conducted both surveys, adds that dishes they thought would be outrageously high in fat, like spaghetti and meatballs, actually wound up on their low-fat list. More coming up.
Okay, here's a pop quiz. What does every hospital depend on to keep all kinds of things sterile? What does your kid wear to protect himself from great big tackles and linebackers? Last one. 36% of what kind of soda pop bottles are being recycled? Pencils down. The answers? Plastic, plastic, and plastic. Strong, versatile plastic protects us in so many ways. It's the one quiz answer that should always pop into your mind. Sponsored by the American Plastics Council.
PIP Printing has another offer that'll get your business a lot of free press. Come to PIP during January, order 1,000 or more carbonless business forms, and we'll give you 500 more free. Now that's the kind of free press your business can really use. So hurry to PIP and order 1,000 or more two-part, three-part, up to six-part carbonless business forms and get 500 more free. Offer good for a limited time. Some restrictions apply. Call your participating PIP for complete details. PIP Printing, the best business printer in the business.
NASA was doing some crowing today.
The trouble with Hubble is over.
This is Barry Bagnato in Washington. Maryland Senator Barbara Mikulski and NASA officials couldn't stop smiling as they declared that the space telescope is working better than new. Mikulski, who heads a Senate space funding panel, showed a blurry picture of a galaxy taken by the broken Hubble.
It looks like the way you would look at a road map New Year's Eve.
With Hubble's mirrors repaired, a clear, colorful spiral with distinct stars appears. The origin of galaxies and the universe, the existence of black holes, these can now be studied closely. Astronomer Christopher Burroughs.
It's been a small change for a mirror, but a giant leap for astronomy.
And NASA has a new image with Congress, which controls its purse strings. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
And that's The World Tonight, Thursday, January 13th. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.